Hello, we are in a lesson on the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources, connecting the world in the last generation.
Yeah, except for there being a book, and maybe not one in this topic that we have printed, according to Bala Sulam's writing, we still have gathered the most essential, most important excerpts of the last generation, meaning the society that we need to participate in and build, or it will be built without us, God forbid. So I hope we will really be the ones that are participating in the society. But it has to be stand up in our days, our generation.
Excerpt number one from Bala Sulam. The basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, in which is in disparity of form from the Creator. Thus, the soul has separated from him as an organ is separated from the body, since disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating axe in corporeality. It is therefore clear what the Creator wants from us, that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we adhere to him once more as before we were created. This is the meaning of the words, adhere to his attributes, as he is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow persons and benefit them as best as we can. By this, we come to the goal of adhering to him, which is equivalence of form. What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for oneself and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with complete redemption.
We heard these things many times. That's why we'll go on to the next.
Excerpt number two, Bala Sulam. The attribute of singularity exists in each of us, whether less or more. Although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason, that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is singular in the world, and the root of all creations, since the sensation of singularity has settled in our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. Indeed, there is not a single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the ways it is used, for the desires of the heart, for governance, or for honor. And this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people for his own private benefit, with every means at one's disposal, without taking into consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend.
Questions? None. That's clear too. Yes, Neve?
The last generation is intended for the whole world, right?
Gradually entering into that state, into the spiritual state of the whole world, but it's gradual. It's not that everybody goes into spirituality. There are some, like he says, that take those who can connect to the Creator on their shoulders and push them, that without, they also understand that there's, they don't even have the right of existence on the corporeal level.
So the basis he writes here, of equivalence of form, that's the basis for his commentary. Is this true for everyone?
In the end, yes, but there's an active part, which is us, or those where this desire, this impulse will be revealed in, that the Creator will bring them in all kinds of ways to connect to the method of correction and to Him, that they will be in the head of the changes, the beginning, and there are such that will later on need, from all kinds of reasons, they will feel that there's no other existence, and they'll join either from a desire to, or because they're forced, either in the good way or through suffering.
So when we go out to the general public, do we go on the basis of equivalence of form?
No, we don't speak about equivalence of form with the general public. You can't talk to someone who doesn't have that desire. You are like a good salesman. You have to come to a person who has a desire against what you want to sell him. Otherwise, for what? We want to come to people and tell them, we have a remedy against the virus, right? If you have it, come. If you don't, don't. So until humanity won't reach despair from all these states they're going through and say that, that's it, we're done. We can't go anymore. Until then, you have nothing to come up to them with but to scatter this knowledge like here we're doing, here and there, but to really have a ear that can listen and an open heart from all people in the world, because from their despair they'll see that they have no method how to organize their life. That's not yet.
So what's the basis for our commentary, for our explanation when we approach the world? What's our basis?
We come for now to tell about these things, and for sure they'll be such that for them it'll be a remedy, a continuation, something for their life, light in life, and there'll some that'll say, well, it's philosophy, whatever. I don't really need it. I don't buy it. It all depends on the suffering that a person reveals in his life.
But what's the principle? He begins here with some basis. What's the basis on which we build our explanation? That life will be better if we connect? That's obvious. But why?
I don't understand.
What's the basis of our explanation when we approach the general public? What are we relying on?
We want to explain to them that connection is the means to connect from all problems.
Why?
Because then we are in equivalence to the entire nature, which is global and integral, and if we connect in such a way, we will be more connected to the general force of nature. And by this we can organize, or he, that force, that upper force, will organize all the system of life correctly.
So that too is equivalence of form, a kind of equivalence of form.
Yes, but you don't tell them bestowing in order to bestow, in order to receive. You don't say all this. You speak about nature, which is a general law, which is in control of all of us, and that's clear. And in order to come close to Him and be connected to Him correctly, we need to be connected, just like the still vegetative and animate are connected between them. Also, the speaking theory has to be connected. The problem in the still vegetative and animate, why do we see all this trouble in them? Because we, people, that are in the ego between us, we bestow to them that his hand controls it all, that we, in our egoistic desire, we influence the still vegetative and animate. If we would connect our egoistic, correct our egoistic will to receive, so we see the sheep living with the wolf. Nothing would seem as bad in the still vegetative and animate either. It's things we have to write, we have to think in what way, maybe even for children and all kinds of people, and in such a way to gradually bring them to understanding the correction. But we're not speaking, obviously, not of the Torah, not of Kabbalah, but how we resemble nature, that it's clear to everyone that resemblance with nature is for our benefit.
Thank you.
Okay. Николаев, Сочи.
Последнее поколение, оно, ну, звучит как-то фатально, да, что, ну, для человека вот, ну, было бы названо величие.
The last generation sounds like something fatal.
Преподносить людям.
If we could call it the greatest generation, or maybe just present it to people this way, because if they don't hear according to the script of Baruch Sulam,
you're right. We call it the last generation. We have to call it the generation of correction, the correction generation, that we are correcting humanity, and that's why we're called in such a way.
And if humanity doesn't listen, and according to the script, a third or fourth, and even fourth world war is possible, so it might repeat again, come again in 1,000 years?
According to the theory, right, Baruch Sulam writes about it and other Kabbalists, but it seems to me that we went through these stages, that the third world war and fourth, even though it's very actual according to what's going on, but I think we are advancing correctly and good, and the Creator does want, or doesn't want, if you could say, that according to the corrections that are taking place, that we won't need wars. PT 20.
Rav, how can we resolve the paradox? Those whose necessity was not affected doesn't hear us. Everything's okay for them. And those whose necessity was affected significantly, they're looking for food.
Of course, the egoistic will to receive that constantly equalizes, it compares a person's state to others. That's how he determines the way a person looks at the world. Yeah?
So, where does the idea, our idea, enters? So they will listen because we are right in the middle. Because those who are not suffering will not hear it. Everything's okay for them.
If you explain to people what suffering is, and as much as it can get to, and where we're going, and what the plan of creation is, on behalf of nature, not behalf of the Creator. It's the same thing, but we don't have to say Creator. If you explain the plan of creation on behalf of nature, so even those that do have, they see the tendency, and it won't let them rest, they still will join you. That's not a problem. A person doesn't have to reach a state that he won't have what to eat and then he agrees with the correction. No. He looks ahead and sees where it's going to. He has children, he has grandchildren, he has a life, and it brings him to the necessities of correcting the state. Hebrew 10.
In the article, he talks about the quality of uniqueness, singularity. When a person feels singular and the Creator extends from him, we use it in different ways. My question is, what does it mean that this quality sits inside our narrow egoism?
The singularity?
Yes, that it settles inside our egoism.
That's the foundation of the ego, because the ego is personal, individual. It comes straight from the Creator, that the Creator is the only one and no one but Him. Also, the ego that was created by Him, it got only in an opposite way. It got the same quality. I am one. I am alone. I am essence. Except for me, nothing exists. If they do exist, it's only that they can be dirt under my feet. That's how our ego says, because he was created by the Creator, I've created the evil inclination, and we need it to be that way. And the more we advance, it grows, and it shows that to us, because otherwise we can't equalize in form with the Creator, because equalization of form is upon the disparity of form. That's why the ego constantly has to be opposite of the Creator to the same extent.
My question is, in terms of explaining to the general public, how can you explain to the public?
You have to explain it only the good things, not to such an extent. Only the good things you can attain, not more than that.
I'm asking because today there's a desire that everyone wants to feel special, they want to realize themselves.
If you get into it, you don't go out.
But that's what the people want. That's why the individual is very conspicuous and it's being promoted.
No.
So I'm trying to see how we can address these words on the public that's looking for their own singularities.
You can explain it, but it's not simple that you want to explain that what he reaches, meaning not only a good corporeal life, but spiritual, that that's where the true implementation of the ego is, that he resembles the Creator. And each and every one reaches adhesion with the Creator, that each one resembles the Creator, like the Creator, that each one explains that through the corrections, what it means to resemble the Creator. And the general public isn't willing to accept this equivalence of form. We can, without the correction, we can speak about it, that we reach correction with the Creator, dvikut with the Creator, without corrections, without speaking of corrections. And then we really reach the fact that each one becomes like the Creator. Exactly. Yeah, we can say that. I didn't see it that Kabbalists wrote that, but we can speak about it for now. In order to draw a person, I just don't know as much as it will help them. We have to think. We need to develop. This is the time. Now, we're still lacking the language, we're lacking the definitions, but soon we'll reach a state that, let's say after we learn the last generation articles, and repeat the Peace in the World article, we might have more words, discernments, how to approach the general public at our times. For now, we're not really prepared. I'm constantly asking you, start, go out as much as you can. Each one must develop an impulse for this and a desire and still some kind of art. But It's before us.
Is that you discover your singularity only when you have a good connection with the environment. Can you say that?
I don't understand.
Well, he asked about how to explain about our singularity, and the message that goes well with the public is that you will discover your singularity, your uniqueness, only when you have good connections with your environment. Is this okay to say it?
And how I find my singularity?
Everything you think, everything you can express yourself in a unique way, this special gem that you are in the world, you'll understand what it is only when you have around you people that you can express your uniqueness in the connection between you.
In order to be special, I have to go and connect to the others. Maybe. Doesn't really sound like it. Sounds like indirectly. Well, if you succeed in explaining it that way, okay. So for now, Niv, where are we?
Number three, Baal HaSulam. From the nation. By the term egoism, I am not referring to the original egoism. Rather, I am referring to narrow egoism. That is, the original egoism is nothing but self-love, which is all of one's positive individualistic power of existence. In that respect, it is not at odds with the altruistic force, although it does not serve it. However, it is the nature of egoism that the manner of using it makes it very narrow, since it is more or less compelled to acquire a nature of hatred and exploitation of others in order to make one's own existence easier. Also, it is not abstract hatred, but one that appears in acts of abusing one's friend for one's own benefit, growing murkier according to its degrees, such as deceiving, stealing, robbing, and murdering. This is called narrow egoism, and in that respect, it is at odds with and the complete opposite from love of others. It is a negative force that destroys the society. Its opposite is the altruistic force, the constructive force in society, since everything a person does for his own benefit, for another, is only by the altruistic force.
Questions?
Safon Stein.
Safon to north to.
Can we awaken the environment to spirituality without suffering in corporeality?
I don't
think so. A person isn't drawn to anything only when he has a need for it. The Creator awakens this general need in the world today. It's clear to us how. And these blows will still come and come and come. It's not going to end. We can get used to any state. A person is such a special animal that eventually he can organize himself and get along in every state, the worst that can be. That's why the Creator won't let us go. He'll give us more problems, more troubles in all kinds of other ways. And in like this, we will still eventually come to the necessity to correct, for the correction. But without a need, without a desire, we can't get anything. Each and every action we do in each and every moment also stems from the deficiency we reveal. Otherwise, how can I do it? Like he says, if a person takes his hand from the chair to the table, it's because he sees that here it feels not so good and here it feels better, so it forces him to move. These are movements that exist in every degree in nature. It's the foundation to physics, chemistry, all kinds of biological things, doesn't matter what. It's the foundation to any motion, any change, a deficiency. That's why in human society, without a clear deficiency, general deficiency, that even increases one on the other every time. When I look at others and look at myself and so on, I see that they're better maybe, that they live better and they get along better, so I suffer even more. Only in such impulses I can turn to the correction, to hear what Bibi are saying. And from no choice I come.
PT9.
What is the altruistic force? From where does this force exist in nature?
There is no altruistic force in nature.
So what does Bala Sulam mean in the excerpt? He mentions it several times.
That naturally there are some things that work also from taking a few things into consideration, that I can't look in the other's suffering, but it's also egoistic because I describe these things in me, I depict them in me, and I suffer from it. And that's why I also work in such a way in order to erase or compensate the reason for the sorrow on the outside, meaning let's say I give money to a poor person because I feel sorry seeing people in such a way, or I feel good that I feel that I can do it, my pride goes up, or maybe I'm afraid that it'll come to me and I also won't have those means, from all kinds of reasons, but still it happens in the ego.
So when he says that the altruistic force is the constructive force in society, it doesn't really help.
In our society, obviously, it's also the building force, but now that it comes to us from the form of bestowing. But again, its foundation is from the ego. It's only from that. There is no other force. Look what he writes, Bala Sulam, in all kinds of places. Okay. Okay. I see that no more real questions. Let's go to info.
We will begin with a report of the social team. We have representatives here. Alec and Miguel and Barak Wilson join us. Let's go, friends.
Hello, great Haverim. The social team, the preparation team for the Congress is working very tirelessly to get all the ideas from the world clear on how the Congress should be built, how the 10 should interact during the Congress, during Yeshivat Haverims. Thank you so much for Rav's help yesterday. So we're going to try to tell you, share with you what has been collected yesterday as we all trying to enter the months of preparation for the Congress in a single intention to first unite in our tens and the second unite between the tens. So first we're going to start talking about how we're going to do this during the Yeshivat Haverims on Sunday. So we will invite everybody, all the tens, get together in their tens. And right before the Yeshivat Haverim starts, the whole 10 will go and visit the other 10 and conduct the Yeshivat Haverim together. In afternoon lesson on Friday and evening lessons on every day, we will gather together in our 10s And if the tzen is less than five people, then we will go and join other tzens and commingle together. We're also exploring the possibility of getting together and working in the tzens during our Congress on December 11 and 12. So the idea is that we will be doing the Congress together in our tzen and unite with another tzen and do this for 2 days and try to unite our kli's as one. So we are all very excited, and please participate, ignite your hearts, share your ideas, and actually help with preparation for this Congress, because we know preparation is everything. L'chaim to you, great Haverim.
אז שנייה אחת, שייקה.
נוסיף לזה רק שיצא לינק היום שכל העשיריות מוזמנות להיכנס ולענות ביחד.
And today there will be a link where...
Today there will be a link for the preparation of for the Congress. And there will be questions there, and you're invited to talk about it and send it so we can all see your answers. Today there will be a broadcast of the meeting of the writers at 10:30 until 11:30. The world gathering of friends will be from 6:45 to 7:30, and according to instructions we got, we will connect to the system of all wood, and let's continue to the song.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, הדברה לשלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי, אחי ורעי, הדברה לשלום בך. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità.
Le fai!
Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Vorrei dimora qui perché è in quell'amico che cammina con te.
למען אחי ורעי, למען אחי אחי ורעי, הדברה לשלום בך. למען אחי ורעי, הדברה לשלום בך. Stagione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le mani hai delle ali, le mani hai delle ali, le mani hai hai delle ali, adavana shalom ba. Le mani hai delle ali. Adam Rana Shalom Bach Lema Lachai Vereai.